The federal government has passed legislation that hopes to control carbon emissions across the country, but EPA's first action under the act could actually curb CO2 control efforts. Today is December 21st, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
President Bush on Wednesday signed the Energy Independence and Security Act. Among other demands, the law will mandate a major increase in U.S. fuel economy and renewable fuel use. By 2020, the act says, all U.S. automobiles must average 35 miles per gallon of oil. Congress and the President have said the bill is expected to reduce American oil demand by up to 4 million barrels a day by 2030. It also focused on obtaining energy from ethanol, particularly waste sources such as wood chips and agricultural waste. However, key portions of the bill were dropped in the 11th hour, including a plan to raise taxes on oil companies and set minimum renewable fuel standards for power utilities. Both were removed by the Senate after the President threatened a veto. EPA has issued final methyl bromide production and import critical use exemptions for 2008. The agency has also authorized uses that qualify for the 2008 critical use exemption. The exemptions for continued production and import of methyl bromide will honor the federal government's commitment in the Montreal Protocol. The action authorizes about 4.8 million kilograms of methyl bromide for approved critical uses in 2008, with 3.1 kilograms supplied from new production or import. Coming up, the Environmental Research Foundation is improving the use of biosolids as a fertilizer, and EPA has finally issued a response to California's petition for approval of a carbon control law, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
A new protocol holds promise for timely response to symptoms associated with application of soil amendments. The Water Environment Research Foundation has completed the first phase of research designed to provide a protocol for responding to reports of symptoms of illness by neighbors of sites where soil amendments, including biosolids, animal manures, food residuals, septage, and compost, are applied to land. The Phase 1 research report is entitled Epidemiologic Surveillance and Investigation of Symptoms of Illness Reported by Neighbors of Biosolids Land Application Sites. The procedure is designed to be used eventually by local, state, and federal health and environmental officials. In the second phase of research, planned for 2008, the procedure will be field-tested by environmental and health agencies and then refined based on their feedback. EPA finally has an answer on whether states may create their own vehicle carbon emission standards, and the answer is no. California's AB 1493, also called the Pavley Law, sought to establish vehicle greenhouse gas pollution standards. Citing the Energy Independence and Security Act, signed yesterday into law by President Bush, the White House has decided that the new federal standard for greenhouse gas emissions has made state controls unnecessary and overly burdensome. The agency also noted that California's waiver request was distinct from all prior requests because the suspected danger of greenhouse gases is not fundamentally local in nature. This is Seth Fisher for Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Joyeux Noël, Reliquia Weihnachten, Kala Christoyana, Good Yule, Shandan Kwayub, Suk San Wan Christmas, Buon Natale, and to all our listeners throughout the world, Lishana Tova Tikatevu, a very happy and healthy New Year.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.